بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده النبي المصطفى. أما بعد، the most important thing we have to look after is our iman. More than we look after our life, we have to look after our iman. And that is why Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of His extreme mercy and kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the intizam, the arrangements for us, how to look after our iman. A person knows exactly where to renew his passport, you know where to renew your driver's license, all other documents, you know which offices to go to renew. Allah Rabbul Izzat has made it incumbent upon us to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is where actually we have to renew our iman. And we have to establish our commitment. And we have to establish our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to acknowledge in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are the slaves of Allah. And everything in the world belongs to Allah. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces Himself in the very opening chapter, which Allah ta'ala teaches us that we should revise the sabak, the lesson, over and over every day. But myself, first of all, I should ponder and think that every day I read, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises belongs only and solely, and not only belong, it is only deserving to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And why? Allah is Rabb. Rabb is that great being who brings something from non-existence into existence. Not like scientists, they say matter cannot be created and matter cannot be dissolved. In other words, you can't destroy it. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need matter. Allah creates without matter and Allah can destroy matter also. And that is why science, people who haven't realized that science in reality is actually to recognize Allah. The more you discover science, the more you realize, see how great is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if you think that you are discovering, and science become makes you feel that I am praiseworthy now, that I look at the discovery I made, then you are losing yourself. Then you are going totally astray. And that is why today Allah Ta'ala has shown the world that scientists and all people in different fields, they think that we have achieved something and we deserve praises. Allah Ta'ala is showing the world that nobody deserves any praise besides Allah. Allah has brought the whole world into existence from non-existence, and Allah is the Rabb. Allah is like a mother. When a child comes out from the womb of that mother, how much attachment that mother has got for that child. More than that, Allah has so beautifully, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has explained. He says that normally when children have an argument, etc., then the one child bullies the other child. Now he doesn't know what to do. He says, I'm going to call my Abba. I'm going to call my father for you. And he runs home to call his father. This child thinks, hey, that boy's father must be a big man. He'll hit me. Let me go call my father. So he runs to call his father. When the two fathers are coming, the boy who was bullied, his father sees that boy's father is a big strong man. So immediately he knows, I can't do nothing here. So he tells his son, no, don't worry about it. It's okay, just forget about it. Our Dara Shaykh says that people like us who don't have fathers, not we don't have fathers, our fathers have passed away now. So where we turn to? We have to turn to Rabbah. Our Rabb, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala is not scared for any power. Allah Ta'ala is not weak in any way whatsoever. That is why Allah Ta'ala has taught us, one is known as Maqam al-Tahmid, the praises of Allah. The praises of Allah, when you say all praise belongs only to Allah, that is showing a person's honor, a person's greatness. But that is not complete praises of a person. One is a person is praiseworthy, but he might have some weaknesses in him. That means he is praiseworthy, but he's got some weaknesses. Allah Rabbul Izzat is that great being that to show the complete greatness of Allah, Allah has made a second thing that we should be reciting all the time, Subhanallah. That is called Maqam-e-Tanzih, that we totally negate any type of weakness, any type of fault towards Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah has got no weakness whatsoever. Allah has got no fault whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala doesn't ever get tired. Allah doesn't need sleep. Allah is not worried of or fearful of any government or anything. That is why a person now, he has completely praised Allah. And that being who has got maqami tanzih, that all weak qualities are totally negated from him. And obviously such a being should be praised all the time. So whatever praises belongs to Allah. But Allah is so kind, when you say Alhamdulillah, then Allah Ta'ala says, my Banda is praising me. And Allah has shown that Allah doesn't need our praises. We think we're going to the masjid to obey Allah's command, but Allah has shown us. When the ummah, when the world thinks that they are praiseworthy and they are controlling the world, Allah Ta'ala closes all the doors. And Allah shows that if the whole world, nobody praises Allah, it won't lower the status of Allah to the slightest degree. And if the whole world praises Allah Ta'ala also, it won't raise the status of Allah to the slightest degree. So that is why we should be crying and begging of Allah, this, oh Allah, we have faltered tremendously. And one great sin, myself, which we don't realize, that when you obey Allah's command, then naturally shaitan attacks you from your heart. That now he wants you, that people must praise you. And that is why naturally the thought comes sometimes you performing salah and somebody walks in, you think, hey, this person is seeing me. Now I must better my salah. Wherever our Shaykh Mohan Abdul Hamid Sahib down the Rakatun says, most of the time he doesn't even know. On the other hand, if you don't desire it, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was performing his tahajjud salah at home, and it so happened somebody came to his house that time of the morning and they saw him in salah. So he said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was performing salah alone at home, nobody knew. Now this person came, he saw me, he destroyed my salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you did not intend that he must praise you. If he saw you doing good, that is Allah Ta'ala's favor upon you. So that is why, very, very important, myself, all of us, we should realize that the sin of want to be praised and want some accolades, etc. Today, it's very common in the world that this person's accolade is this person's accolade. Our real accolade will come out in the qabr. Allah Ta'ala save us, it is mentioned, Allahu Akbar, that there will be a special angel. That when people are praising you and you are not worthy of their praises, that angel will be hitting you and say, are you like this? Are you like this? See what these people are talking about. That is why another weakness in the ummah, in myself, all of us, we should check that while a person is alive, we just talk anything about it. We'll even backbite. But when he passes away, then we exaggerate his praises. That this person was like that. Whereas, we should not exaggerate. Sahaba radiallahu was such people, they never go beyond the limit in praising anybody or in underpraising. Where it is permissible to praise somebody, but not to, if a person is weak in iman, and that praises, pride can bring it coming to him, then he shouldn't be praised. So, we should realize that one of the important aspects of iman and aqaid is to realize that all praises belong only and solely to Allah. And why? Because Allah is the Rabb, the creator, the sustainer of all the universes. And obviously, like a mother who's got a heart, no mother abandons the child. The mother takes care of the child. So Allah Ta'ala will never abandon the world. Allah is taking care of the entire world. Even if we are disobeying Allah Ta'ala, left, right and center, yet Allah Ta'ala is giving us air to breathe. Allah is giving us water, etc. But a time comes when a person goes beyond the limits of transgression, Allah Ta'ala just gives us a taste that where are you going? Come back and we are running. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in these days particularly, our tongues should be wet with subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the creator. Instead of talking unnecessary things, and then never ever forget to make our daily zikr of kalima tayyibah, la ilaha illallah. These things will start boosting our iman again. And then Allah Ta'ala, these are the things that opens the doors of the rahmat of Allah. It draws Allah's rahmat. At the moment we are under the na'nat, the curse, the anger of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala is so kind, Allah is so merciful, that a little action a person does, Allah's rahmat opens up for him. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And we should be engaging in the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this with the intention how we can boost our iman, how we can make our iman strong, and then see Allah Ta'ala again will give us honor, respect, dignity, open the doors of our masjid, of all our institutions and the different departments of deen, so that hidayat and goodness can spread throughout the world. Allah give us to see.